Hi, this is Rose from VCS, a slice of South African business life. This podcast is sponsored by VCS More Time For You, professional virtual assistants, also known as remote workers. We have a beautiful rainbow nation and are proud of the entrepreneurship and business sense in our diverse country. This is where we chat to South African professionals, entrepreneurs, business leaders, and ask questions relating to their business, how they cope with certain things, and how they deal with certain things. It is our aim on this podcast to create insights and motivations for our audience. Hello, Steve Hughes. Welcome to VCS, Slices of South African Business Life. And thank you so much for joining us to offer us your insight. I see here that you do have a number of, you're a very, very busy man, have a number of companies that you are currently working in at the moment. Can you just give me a brief, the names of what you're doing?
Well, first of all, hello to you and hello to all of your podcast subscribers. Give you an idea as to what keeps me busy during the day. I primarily am in the financial services field, in as far as for over a decade, I've been what people call financial advisors, although I firmly believe that's one of the biggest misnomers in the financial world. And 5 years ago, I created an advanced wealth creation concept called Platinum Edge. And then probably just under a year ago, I realized that you needed a third leg to the service to really be a good person of financial standing. And that's by adding a coaching aspect as well. So coaching, mentor, and consulting. Uh-huh. Because, look, when it comes down to finances, not a single person in the world has been made wealthy on the back of the services of a financial advisor. Yeah. However, if you look at a wealth coach, they've made many, many people exceptionally wealthy. So I realized you needed both the tools and the mentoring and guidance and services that a money coach provides. So I've added that into the whole fray as well. Brilliant. But then I've still got my other companies that I'm involved in. You know, I've got a digital marketing company. I'm currently developing coaching content. I've still got Community Mail, which is a company actually you and I spoke about a couple of years ago, which is on the back for now, but I'm looking at expanding globally in about a year's time.
Good. Good, because Community Mail, to me, is such a unique and brilliant idea. You've got a newsletter for your business all set up, and all you have to do is put in your own information. To me, that is, it's fabulous. And really, honestly, wish you all the best with that, because that should be taking off phenomenally, really.
I think I've had to literally put a pin in it for now, although it was launched for the South African market as a test. I've pulled it completely off the market for now until I can launch globally, which, like I say, give me about a year's time, because it's going to be even better than when you saw it. Wow. And that's, and as you say, it's right. You can have a fully customizable, fully scientifically designed newsletter for maximum engagement with your clients, so you can build in less than 60 seconds.
Exactly. Exactly. And the way that the world trend and market trend is going at the moment, a lot of things done online now, so newsletters are going to be very important.
Correct.
Back to the finance, that makes sense that you give coaching on how to do that, because, as you say, and no one has really got wealthy on the back of a finance company, but giving the coaching, now that is very interesting.
Financial literacy is one of those things that we should all be taught at school or at home, but nobody really knows. You talk to people about not only their relationship with money, but also their relationships and money. You know, you've got a situation where the number one cause of divorce around the world is finance related. So it's to do with money. Yeah. You've got all these relationships around money, be it with creditors, be it with members of your family, no matter what it is, you need to be able to understand the mechanisms of money to be able to master it. And unfortunately, selling or having an investment product that you don't really know about, that's out of your realm of control because it's in a fund manager's hand, or just paying every month for insurances you don't really know if they're optimized. It's almost like you're handing over the 100% to somebody else, and you've lost a relationship, and you can't do that. You know, to become wealthy, mindset is arguably one of the most important factors in becoming truly wealthy. Having multiple revenue streams or income streams, that's incredibly important. But financial advisors are trying to sell you a product and advise on the product, not on finance as a whole.
I think that's brilliant. So, Steve, what is the biggest challenge you have with your specific role right now, and how are you going to overcome it?
The biggest challenge I've found is an arrogance, if you want to call it that, or a fear or a laziness, where people are too afraid to want to address the topic of money if they don't have it, because it's money's a very scary conversation to have with people who don't have a lot of it, because there's so many scams, there's so many bad experiences, there's so many limiting beliefs that people have when it comes down to money. Or if you've got money, you have a conversation with a person, they're afraid of losing it.
Yes.
And it's almost too easy. And the biggest mistake people have is to say, oh, you know what? I don't need to talk to you because I've got a financial advisor. Yeah. And that's crazy. That's like having cancer and an oncologist wanting to speak to you and say, you know what? I don't need an oncologist because I've got a GP. And you go, you kind of do.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem I face is getting people to want to listen. And how I'm going to overcome that? Bombard the hell out of them with videos.
I'm sure it's going to work.
And weirdly enough, I think it's a case of, you know, throw enough things at a wall, something's going to stick. And I do try to, as much as possible, provide informative content that's free and accessible. In fact, on my YouTube channel, I released a video called Skipping with One Hand, which highlights the difference between financial advice and financial literacy, and saying that can't only have a wealth coach and you can't only have a financial advisor, because if you have only one or the other, it's like skipping with one hand. You need the two elements. You need product guidance and you need money literacy or financial literacy. And it's just a case of informing and educating on a constant basis.
Which is what you're doing. So you are overcoming it. Steve, the biggest surprise you've had in the last few months, and why? What is the biggest surprise you've had in the last few months?
It was almost like a Damascus Road event. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, where people have had life-changing, almost spiritual type revelations and unveilings. I had that the other day when I was at the end of a coaching client session, where I was coaching a person, and it hit me beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you work in a profession or occupation that resonates with your life purpose, you have a completely different relationship with the role you play and the work you do. You know, if you're working a job, you are exhausted by the end of the day. Come the end of the year, you're so exhausted you need to go on vacation. If you are working and engaged in your life purpose, you are enriched and energized by the work that you do. So I walked away from this meeting in particular, feeling like I'd had my batteries recharged. And the biggest surprise I got was realizing that coaching was my life purpose, and being able to change the lives of people in a tangible way that they can get right now as a money coach versus 50 years down the line through a financial advising services. That's really was my life purpose, and how it impacted me from an energized and soul-feeding perspective. It made me realize that 99% of the people in this world are not living within their life purpose, are not working within their life purpose, which has created the biggest zombie apocalypse or post-zombie sort of outbreak that we've ever wanted. Yeah, we've got all the movies about zombies, but and everybody's wanting a zombie apocalypse. Trust me, between social media and people working jobs instead of in their life purpose, we already have a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm very glad that you found, you had that insight. Yes, it's fantastic when you're working with something, raising your vibrations, and then therefore obviously putting those higher vibrations out, as opposed to being quite low and negative and attracting those low negative vibrations in, if that makes sense to you, because that's what I
do. Absolutely. Yeah. My teenage daughter doesn't quite like it. She's probably so annoyed with me going on about life purpose right now, but it has been such a phenomenal impact on myself as a 40-odd-year-old guy, realizing that 4.5 decades down the line, if I'd have lived in my life purpose, I would have been 100 times further down the road to abundance and success than I am now. And that's weird, because I'm glad I discovered the life purpose, the importance of your life purpose and knowing what it is and working within it now rather than 20 years down the line.
Exactly. Yeah. You've come to it, and who knows, you might not have come to it if you hadn't have done all the things coming previously. So you are in the right place at the right time, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so many people have midlife crises because they've not found their life purpose. They have to go and try find their identity outside of their marriage or through flashy sports cars or trying to pretend they're 21 again.
Yeah.
My life purpose has become, or my midlife crisis was waking up to my life purpose. I'm so fulfilled in the work that I do and the things that I'm and the projects I'm creating that I found my identity. I don't need a midlife crisis to go and search it through a 21-year-old girl or a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
No offense.
Okay. Well, I'm very, very glad for you and for all your clients as well. Steve, how do you continue to learn in order to stay on top of the things with what you do?
It's a good question to ask, and something that actually I posted on my Instagram account yesterday. I made a post that has a very profound claim that says every day without conscious growth is a wasted day. Well,
yeah.
What part of your life are you working on today? Because honestly, if every day is not a school day, then what the hell's the point? We've got a finite resource in our hands, which is our time. Time will never run out, but it will for us. And if we're not maximizing what we do, then honestly, it's a wasted opportunity. I've made a commitment, my wife and I have made a commitment that every single day between 5 and 6 in the morning, we do an hour of study. And that's how I continually upskill and develop and learn to stay ahead. And whether it's actual studying through a course that you'll get through any one of the free platforms or creating coursework, either way, you're doing something of absolute development and upskilling, because we've never been in a more blessed period of the world to have so much access to free information that it's really an abundance. It's a cornucopia of information. And I've just committed that every day I'm putting an hour before I start my day of upskilling.
I think that's fabulous. I think that's really, so having the discipline to actually put aside that time, because everybody says, oh yes, I want to do this. And oh, I want to do that course. And then 3 weeks down the line, it's like, oh no, I haven't started it yet, you know? So having that discipline to actually sit down and do that for yourself is what works, isn't it?
It doesn't even have to be a course. You know, you can, like in my case, I've just gone absolute crazy with regards to the different coaching niches that I'm delving into. Like, for example, I'm currently researching or doing a course on hypnosis.
Oh, but, really? Example, why?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm loving it. Yeah. But I've done meditation. I've done happiness, goal setting, life purpose, career coaching. But even if you only do, for example, researching entrepreneurship,
yeah,
and then an hour a day before everybody gets up or before the kids get out of bed, you build a part of your business and you're researching how to do your own website or online marketing, or you're doing how to research up on drop shipping or affiliate marketing. Yeah. You can build a business within a year while everybody else is sleeping. And that could be your retirement plan. This whole concept of I need a retirement annuity or a pension to retire. If that was a solution, then why are 94% of South Africans unable to retire? If that was a solution, why are only 6% of people okay? I guarantee you, it's those 6% of people who have passive income models. So why are we worrying about investments when we could be investing in a diversified thing? Some into retirement planning, some into businesses, some into other investments. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Go and apply your time properly. Because I guarantee you, there's 2 hours in front of a TV or sleeping in another 2 hours in the morning. I mean, what have you got for yourself?
No, and doing that, you're also increasing your intellectual property. You're investing in yourself and therefore investing and getting the reaping the rewards from that as well.
Yeah, Warren Buffett, when asked what was his best investment, he said investing in yourself.
Steve, what is the one common myth about your profession or field that you want to debunk?
Probably that financial advisors advise financially. You know, if you look at Pareto's 80-20 model, 80% of the effort results in 20% of the returns and the vice versa. If we look at the difference between a financial advisor and a money coach, a financial advisor does product advising and sales for about 80% of the effort in the relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And 20% is more your coaching and other aspects, so the servicing and guidance and upskilling, if you're lucky, 20%. But they're not really coaching you on the literacy aspect as much as you'd expect. The rest is just trying to sell products. Whereas a money coach, it's the exact opposite. 80% is the upskilling, the literacy, the empowerment, the enriching you through teaching you how to fish rather than have to have you buy a fish every day.
Yeah.
And 20% is the actual products. It's the, yes, you need to have an aspect of wealth protection through an insurance or wealth creation through different investments. But then also it comes down to there's a lot more available from a wealth creation perspective than financial advisors talk about. I mean, whether it be forex trading or equity trading or side hustle development. You know, financial advisors don't talk about that because they've got a very narrow framework of opportunities or available offerings. Whereas I've got investment solutions which would destroy almost every single financial advisor-based type fund. But it's about that common myth that your be-all and end-all when it comes down to your wealth creation sits in the hands of a financial advisor.
So my next question was going to be, what are the specific reasons people should use your unique approach to money management instead of a traditional financial advisor? I know you have kind of said this previously, you've just mentioned it, but can you reiterate on that? The specific reasons people should
use? The biggest people should have is you need to have more control. And like I said, nobody's ever become wealthy. They might have had good growth, you know, above inflation growth in their investments. But nobody's been made wealthy on the back of financial advisor services. But you really need to become empowered and engaged with your money and understand the mechanisms of it through financial literacy, as well as learning the strategies of how the rich get richer. And that's really what people need to take away if they listen to this interview, is you need to supplement the product sales of a financial advisor with an advanced wealth solution that engages both a money coach and also advanced wealth strategies that the rich use to get richer.
So, and that's what you offer, basically.
Yes. And in one of my books, which is entitled Fleas, a Three-Legged Pot and the Day Santa Died, which is a very unusual name for a book, but I like unusual. The three-legged pot is like your poiky pot.
Yeah.
You can't have a poiky pot with one leg or two legs. You need the three legs of a tripod to have it resting securely.
Yeah.
And my analogy talks about financial advice, the basics of financial advice, which is wealth protection, and to a certain extent, and limited extent, wealth creation. The advanced wealth solutions of my Platinum Edge model is the second leg, and the money or wealth coaching and financial literacy is the third leg. And that's why those three things in harmony create what I personally believe is the most powerful wealth creation solution in South Africa.
I think that's fabulous. And it makes so much sense. It really, really does. Steve, the name of your business, Platinum Edge Wealth Design, is that correct?
Correct. Well, platinum-edge.co.za is the website people can go to. It's not a business as much as a model because I've got business affiliates, people who are specialized in certain niche aspects. So I don't ever profess to be a Forex specialist or an offshore trust specialist or a asset restructuring specialist. So I've affiliated with very powerful service providers who do those things for me. I just happen to know enough about it to be able to create a strategy that engages with those people. So Platinum Edge is my model.
Right.
And that's really where, if anybody wants to find out advanced wealth solutions, enough about to know the why and the what, then they can go to platinum-edge.co.za. If they want to know the how and the who, then they've got to engage with me directly because it's a very, very powerful model, but it's also far advanced from what 95% or 99% of people in South Africa have ever heard of yet.
So you're leading the way.
I'd like to believe so.
Now, Steve, the best place that people can contact you online, your best best way people can contact you?
Well, it's stevehughes.co.za, so stevehughes.co.za is my more generalized financial solutions model website, and my mobile number is there, email address. Platinum-edge.co.za is if people want more advanced wealth solutions and offshore solutions such as residency or citizenship plans, offshore trusts and the like. And if they're specifically wanting more the literacy and coaching and mentoring side of things, then stevehughescoaching.com.
Stevehughescoaching.com. And is that where they can buy your book as well?
Actually, that's exactly where they can. But yes, if anybody wants to reach out to me via WhatsApp or a phone call, 083-280-3202. Or steve@stevehughes.co.za.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really, really interesting and hearing your positivity and just, you know, getting rid of some of the cobwebs that people have around finance and wealth. I think it's a brilliant thing that you're offering here, and it's going to help many people. Yeah.
And if any of the listeners want to just, without any obligation, without a sales pitch, they want to just reach out and just get a health check and to see if they are really getting, like, I'm not looking at taking over their portfolio, but if they find out that they could be getting an extra 5% per year or 10% per year on their investment returns, or they can be paying a lot less in tax legally. You know, I'd rather they find out now through a free consultation rather than they wait 20 years and then, you know, find out the very hard way.
Yes.
You know, information today saves a lot more than taxation or payment further down the line. So absolutely. Anybody's welcome to give me a call, get a free consultation with me, because the only way that will ever be expensive is if you don't take me up on it.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future. I'm pretty sure we probably will be doing another interview because you have got so many things on the go, particularly the community man as well. And I wish you a very good day.
Thank you. And you too. Great connecting again.